I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Hindu extremists in Orissa, India, want the new report on anti-Christian violence made public. It's a move in keeping with the new government, acting to protect minorities. But the violence is flaring again. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says it won't deter their church planters and gospel workers. However,
the fact remains that on the ground in local situations, Christians all over the country face the kinds of threats of violence and opposition that we can hardly imagine. And this is happening still in Orissa, but it's also happening in other states of India.
Next, pastors' jaws drop when they saw the first movie ever in their native language. At the last minute, the Jesus film was dubbed into the Miskito language just before a trip to Nicaragua for a pastors' conference earlier this year. 100 people were invited, but 170 showed up, some traveling for 2 days, some all the way from Honduras. Pray that each of their churches is strengthened by what they learned. And in Kenya, the orphan problem is growing. Many children are living without their parents due to HIV/AIDS or other situations. Extended family members are giving young girls to marry older men in exchange for a dowry. Kids Alive International is rescuing these girls, says country director Linda Mugo. They're placed in their Esther homes.
Our girls see themselves as the Esthers of their day. They're able to bring change into their own communities and in their villages. So Kids Alive is rescuing girls and raising them in the Esther house so that they're able to be good influencers in their communities.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.